Hello, Waterford. It's time to celebrate as we announce a massive surge in listenership that's taking WLR to new heights.
And it's all thanks to the incredible Waterford community, where 44,000 of you tune in day in and day out.
Arts, sport, music, politics, business, farming and local news and information, WLR is built on community.
Hi, Lorraine Bray here, Waterford Camogie captain. I'm very proud to lead a team of strong women in Waterford. I'm very proud of all the support from the Waterford public this season. WLR were there with us on the journey, and the coverage was so important to help us grow the sport in the county and also to inspire the next generation of Camogie players.
Thank you for listening, and a big welcome to the 10,000 new listeners who've tuned in the last 12 months.
Thank you for staying local and trusting WLR.
Waterford have waited so long. This team have been on a hell of a journey. They've made four quarterfinals. They've made a semi-final last year. Are they going to make it a step further? Lorraine Bray puts it out wide. One last chance for Tip.
Yes!
Nolan Kirk goes absolutely bananas. Waterford are thrilled to the All-Ireland Senior Camogie Final for the first time since 1945. Waterford have done it by a point. Full-time score. Waterford 1-12.
My God, Tomas, I'm absolutely shaking up here. This is phenomenal. Oh, you have to be so, so proud of the girls.
Top Loader dancing in the moonlight, taking us into our outside broadcast this early morning here. We're at the RSC, all with part of darkness into light. John Keane, he is also on board this morning. Yes, we got you up bright and early this morning, John.
Bright and early. I tell you something, I wouldn't miss this for anything. Well, and I haven't for a long number of years. And I'm delighted to be here in this capacity this year. And we've been joined in the studio, Ali.
Good morning, Minister Mary Butler. How are you doing?
I'm very, very good. And it's great to be here. As you just said, it's hard to believe 12 months have passed already.
Isn't it? Now, it the last time that we spoke here. But it's such a coming together of so many people with so many different talents, all coming together for this great event.
Absolutely. And I think it's very important that we thank Pieta for all the work they do, and thank you to WLR for being here. You're always here at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. Thank you so much for being here. It's so important.
The 1993 Flamour in Tramore has gone down in Waterford history. A summer's weekend when musicians like Bob Dylan, Ray Charles, Sharon Shannon, Christy Moore, Van Morrison descended on Tramore.
It was like a travelling circus. You know, Dylan had been around, so had Van Morrison, and you had Ray Charles with a full 16-piece orchestra. It was unbelievable.
Join me, Gemma Delaney, on The Spin Home this coming Monday, July 3rd, as we remember this iconic festival on its 30th anniversary.
It was everything that a festival should be, and it was an easy festival. I mean, easy and comfortable.
It was new, it was different. One almighty lineup there.
Flamour Tramore, a 30-year anniversary programme, airs this Monday, July 3rd from 3 p.m. on WLR.
We've had breaking news in the last few seconds. Anne Mooney, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Damien.
I've only got a minute. I won't keep you long. I know you're mad, mad busy. So much and so grateful for you talking to us the other day from the Irish Sun. Gardaí investigating the disappearance of Tina Satchwell. They found skeletal remains.
Yes, they have. The assistant state pathologist, Dr. Margaret Bolster, was called in this morning. Obviously, we don't know what the situation is regarding, but certainly, yes, they have found human remains in the back of the house.
Well, next week, of course, it's the big one. It's our annual Cheltenham Festival, really the Olympics of the National Hunt. The main Olympics may be on in Paris during the summer, but for racing lovers and sports fans in general, it's all about next week at the Cotswolds. And one man very much looking forward to it is our own Henry de Bromhead. So early in the week, I went down to Knockeen, Butlerstown, to meet the man himself. First of all, Henry, it's that time of year. I can sense the buzz around the yard. Just speaking to Davey and Zoe out there, the buzz is here.
Absolutely, yeah, that's it. As you say, it's our Olympics. So, look, everyone's getting excited, and we'll see how we get on.
The Irish music scene is thriving with daily releases in folk, pop and hip-hop.
WLR will showcase some of the fantastic independent artists that Daisha has to offer.
We'll feature songs from breakfast to bed from some of these acts all week. Whether you like the country pop sounds of Sarah Lou,
the alternative rock vibes of Understarling,
or the soulful sounds of Carrie Baxter. I don't wanna know
your name. You will hear these and much more next week on WLR. For more info and to support these acts, please check out WLRFM.com.
Waterford Music Week on WLR.
In association with Imro.
What happened was mother was bringing over a Christmas cake to my brother and sister in Boston. Didn't want to ice it before she left in case the ice and sugar fell off, right? So brought the bags of ice and sugar with her and was stopped then in Logan Airport as she went through security. Because obviously ice and sugar looks like something else as well, right? So loads of text messages coming in. Gemma, you can't leave us hanging, says John. What happened to your ma? Well, she's still alive. I don't know. I can't actually remember. Also, Robert was on going, did they leave your ma have the cake? Do you know what, lads? I actually can't remember. It's been that long ago. Why don't we ring my ma and find out? And she can tell us.
Hello.
How are you, ma?
Am I on air now?
You are on air. Don't swear now or anything, right? Am I on air? She goes. I was telling, right, we're talking about holiday nightmares, Ma, right? And I was telling everybody about the time you went over to see Philip and Tracy in Boston and you brought the Christmas cake with you and the ice and sugar.
Actually, it wasn't the icing sugar. It was the steak knives.
They stopped you with the steak knives. My mother, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you can see where I get it from.
Since that last sighting on Lombard Street, Imelda Keenan hasn't been seen since. WLR's Jordan Norris has been speaking to her brother, Jerry, as he reflects on 30 years of seeking answers.
Today is a very, very emotional day for the Keenan family and for Imelda's friends. And people here in Waterford that may have known her, yeah.
Yourself and your niece, you've really kept the case in the public spotlight over the past 30 years. You've fought every corner. You've went to every avenue you possibly could to try and find further information. And I believe that there has been new evidence that is currently being investigated by Gardaí at present. Is there any update on the current process of the investigation?
Well, the Keenan family, we had a meeting with An Garda Síochána Síochána there in October. New information has come to the table. An Garda Síochána Síochána guaranteed us that no stone will go unturned.
Here you are in WLR, and it's great, firstly, for you to have you here and also to have you back in Waterford. You're a busy man.
Yeah, honestly, it's great to be back here in the brand new Studio One.
It's nice,
no,
isn't
no
it?
Less. No, yeah, very, very plush, very fancy. But yeah, it's great to be back home. Yeah,
Look, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I mean, you know, we've got you're kind of going to give us a bit of an exclusive on a single.
Yeah,
that's coming in.
First radio play in a couple of seconds.
You got to officially open up the new studio.
I did.
Which you were really proud of. But I'm now going to get you to officially say, introduce yourself and introduce this new track exclusive to WLR.
What's the crack? It's Moncrief here in Studio One in WLR FM. And this is my brand new single, The Sun's Shining Somewhere.
Nice to meet you, I've no name, but here's a day in my life.
My name is Rob Landers. I'm a consultant pathologist, and as part of my job, I do postmortems on victims of accidental deaths. I think by some distance, the most distressing part of my job is doing postmortems on children, teenagers, young adults who have died as a result of a road traffic accident. Very often the injuries are catastrophic, with huge trauma to the head and neck, limb amputations, multiple compound fractures, massive internal damage to the organs. The level of trauma can sometimes be so severe that the person is unrecognisable, resulting in a closed coffin. I see the family and friends of the victims at the inquest into their deaths, where the family have to listen, often to the horrific details of the injuries that have caused their son or daughter to die. The families are visibly broken, and I'm sure never, ever fully recover. I try to make my evidence as humane as possible, but there is no avoiding the families being put through some very distressing medical evidence. I suppose in my own words, I would say never, ever take a chance. You do not want to ruin your own life, your family's lives, or the lives of others. You have a whole life to live. You do not want to end up on a pathologist's table.
Please, if you drive, don't speed, don't drink, don't use your mobile phone. WLR, supporting Road Safety Month.
Twas the night before Christmas, at Cork Airport so grand, Waterford's favourite, where travellers land. WLR with their mics, were all set to record, to interview travellers with stories from abroad.
Sorry to interrupt you there, sorry. I heard your accents and just...
WLR, no way. Good. Where are you coming from?
Australia.
Australia, no way.
No, well, we're just on the connecting flight now from London, just back home after parking it now. So another 2-3 hours to go now before I'm back home.
Ruth, how are you? Nice to meet you. It's Kyle here from WLR. Where have you travelled from today?
I'm from Vancouver.
Vancouver. How long have you been over there, Ruth?
I've been there for 4 years. This is my first time home in just over 2 years.
How long are you over for, Ruth?
About 2 weeks.
Mammy, how are you feeling? I say you're over the moon.
Well, I'm tired too. Yeah, but I'm delighted. Thrilled, delighted to see her. It's been a long time.
Well, Ruth, I wish you all the best. Thank you very much for speaking to us and have a good rest tonight for yourself.
Thanks. Much happy so Christmas. Much.
As the passengers landed with smiles so bright, WLR captured tales in the soft airport light. So here's to the season, to loved ones near, to Waterford spirit, and to be glad Cork is so near. May the magic of the season bring pure delight. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a safe flight. I'm Kyle Butler for WLR News here at Cork Airport.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good flight.
Yes, the familiar Twitter sounds in the distance can mean the arrival of one Sean Defoe the Thursday. Hello, Sean. How are you doing, man?
Well, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Sean.
Good
What's
to be talking to you. What is the crack a lacking? I tell you, more blaz than you can shake a shillelagh at. Yeah.
I wish.
Oh. Sean, I feel like you're working in WLR now because I'm playing your voicers every morning at 7 o'clock and it's like you're right here.
Oh, stop. Yeah, it's like blast of the past. It's like, you know something's controversial and has gone on way too long. It's like back to COVID, you know, back to
this guy again
with more bad news.
Don't even mention it.
What's the, out of interest then, what is the most you've ever spent on a pair of flip-flops?
I'm probably not the right person to ask this question to.
Oh, no, why? Is it like, are you going to make RT look like prudent spenders now?
Probably. Well, I mean, I have a pair of, oh, no, I'm not allowed to say, people will mock me. I do have Christian Dior, like, sliders, and I've probably spent about 80 quid, maybe 90 quid on flip-flops, like I have. But in my defence, they come with me on holidays, like, year after year. It's not like I wear them, you know, one day and then they're dumped.
Anyway. More flip than flop, I think.
Oh,
Sean.
Stop it, Ollie.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. I think, well, yeah, I kind of, no, I'm probably, in fact, men are probably the wrong people to ask about this because I think I bought a pair of, like, sliders for something like 15 quid about 10 years ago and they still come with
but
me.
But they do last.
Battered old pair.
But I think if you're getting them for a big event, you do what everyone does and you go to Penny's and you get all the white ones for like a wedding and you get 50 of them and they're euro each and happy days. Yeah. Everyone's got shoes.
Actually, inflation, euro 30, I did look it up last night. When I was. But you could still get something like 3,000 pairs of flip-flops for what they got, 200 pairs for.
The community of Rathmylan outside Dunmore East remains in shock this evening following the discovery of a 6-year-old child's body this morning. Kyle Butler reports.
Investigations are ongoing into the death of a 6-year-old boy in the Rathmylan area of Dunmore East. Shortly after midnight, his body was discovered in a car before being pronounced dead at the scene. A woman in her late 30s was arrested at the scene and is currently detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act 1984. The community of Rathmylan is devastated by the incident, as these people told WLR News at the scene.
Poor little child. And,
tell you're so distraught over it.
Oh my God, it's when you have kids and grandkids, you know, it's so very sad.
At WLR, we're thrilled to be here today to express our heartfelt gratitude and appreciation for your incredible support during the WLR Christmas Appeal for St. Vincent de Paul.
It is with great joy that we announce that over €100,000 has been raised by your generous contributions, and this support will make a huge difference in the lives of many families in Waterford who are in need this Christmas and New Year period.
This has been an amazing appeal with some amazing people fundraising and giving their time. Their compassion, kindness and willingness to help our community are what truly makes Christmas special in Waterford.
Your donations will provide essential assistance for those facing life-challenging circumstances, making
making their Christmas a little brighter and their burdens a little lighter.
We want to thank you, our incredible listeners, for your unwavering support. It's uplifting to see how a community can come together to make a real difference.
As 2023 comes to a close, may this reminder of the good in the world inspire all of us to continue spreading love, kindness and generosity throughout the year to the St. Vincent de Paul and other local charities.
Thank you for making the WLR Christmas Appeal for St. Vincent de Paul a resounding success yet again.
From all of us at WLR, thank you, and have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Is it safe enough to say, Joe, you discovered Sinead O'Connor?
Oh, absolutely. She was, as we would go around, being a boarding day school. Teachers tended to be in around the place in the evening more than the typical school because of the boarding element and because we had the boys and the girls, there was more of a family social element. So when I first began to hear her singing casually around the school, it wasn't a young one singing a twee little ballad. She was singing serious stuff. I remember saying to her our first conversation, who wrote that? She said, I did.
You have in front of you a recording, and you have managed to give us the three different songs here from it. One is Love Is, Black Is the Colour, and the third one we'll get the name of in a second. Yes. And you have in front of me the original recording. Yes. This is the only one that exists.
Yes, which have never been played publicly over the airwaves in those 40 years.
Never been played over the airwaves in the 40 years. Liam was talking to me last night as well. I know she did a little bit of recording with the late Peter Murphy in the RT studios on Broad Street as well. Liam, just hang on there now for a second because I'm going to play a tiny piece of the first song, and we think this is
Love Is.
Love Is. Let's have a little listen to this. Again, never ever heard before.
To make it true, hold me close, but soon you'll let me go.
Ciao, do Roma. WLR are proud to tee off live coverage of one of the biggest sporting events of 2023. A little birdie tells me Ray Scott will be live from the Ryder Cup. Thanks to Shure Engineering.
Join me, Ray Scott, for an eagle-eye view of the Ryder Cup live from the magnificent Marco Simone Golf and Country Club in Rome. I'll have all the updates and match coverage all this week.
For Ryder Cup news, put on WLR with thanks to Shure Engineering.
It's hold it. Europe have won back the Ryder Cup.
As we remember JFK, we're reminded of the enduring impact of his life and the mysteries that still captivate people. The Kennedy family maintained strong connections with Ireland, and several family members, including JFK's sister Jean Kennedy Smith, served as US ambassador to Ireland. The Kennedy name is still well regarded in Ireland today, and we're lucky here in Waterford to be able to travel just 22 kilometres to Dungannstown to visit the Kennedy homestead and to walk JFK Arboretum, the place where the JFK story started. Thank you for joining me on this journey through time here on WLR on the 60th anniversary of the death of John F. Kennedy.
So I must say that though other days may not be so bright as we look towards the future, that the brightest days will continue to be those in which we visited you here in Ireland.
Good morning, it's 10 o'clock. I'm Jordan Norris. Gilbert O'Sullivan became a free man of Waterford yesterday evening at a special ceremony in City Hall. The 77-year-old chart-topping singer returned to his native Waterford to accept the honour and was joined by family and friends. Speaking to WLR, he gave his reaction to receiving the prestigious accolade.
It's a unique event. It's not something you're going to experience more than once. So for me, something like this is quite unique. But I thought it was wonderful.
Ava, the reason you wanted to talk today was because your dad died unexpectedly in a way that you weren't prepared for. And he was only in his 40s. Nobody thinks they will lose a parent in their 40s.
Yeah.
And at the age of 13, nobody has yet prepared you on how to process really significant loss. But yet, if you'll forgive me, you came into us here in WLR for work experience recently. And while here, you and I had a conversation about this, and you told me, I want to do something for people my age about grief?
I lost my dad 2 years ago. Sometimes I kind of felt like, oh, like, I had so many people, don't get me wrong, so many people around me that were always there for me and no matter what. But I kind of felt like there was no one really my age that I could really talk to.
Mystery, intrigue, suspicion and heartache still surrounds the death of Joseph Joey Moroney. He was found lying on the roadside in the townland of Bohadoon near Dungarvan in the early hours of Sunday, August the 8th, 1982. His body showed signs of a vehicle impact. The person or persons in that car never stopped. They've never been identified. So we're here on the road now. Is there a name on this road, Kathleen?
No.
No. And where are we between? Is that Kilgobnet?
Kilgobnet Sports Centre.
Okay. And what's down this direction?
Coolnessmere School.
Okay. So it's a big long road. It's around 100, I'd say it's a good 100 metres. It's a straight stretch.
Yeah.
And it was just there between those two trees.
That's
where Joey's, and his body was taken, as you say, by, it was taken away into the morgue before, yeah. Was the scene sealed off at all that next day?
No, the only thing I remember, there was an outline of the body on the road for ever and a day.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, Damien. This morning we're out in Clonay Power with a story with a difference. I'm down here with Mairead Barn and also by her dad, Tom. First of all, Mairead, thanks for having us down in Clonay Power.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Kieran.
Mairead, as regards leasing a farm, a young girl, my God, where did this idea, whole piece come of leasing a farm from?
I suppose the idea was always in my head, but it was Daddy and Mammy that really pushed me into it. I studied agricultural science in UCD, and well, really before that, I had no interest in farming. I grew up on a farm, and it was always a case of Daddy shouting up the stairs, telling me to get up and come out and help and do stuff, and I had no interest.
Tom Byrne, as you mentioned, growing up, shouting up the stairs to try and get her down, were you surprised when she came back from New Zealand, first of all, with the whole idea of getting involved in full-time farming?
Yes, I was very surprised. Actually, I used to be, often I give out to her jokingly that after spending 50 or 60,000 educating her mum in UCD to go milking cows.
An exciting Sunday. It's the 11th annual Viking Marathon within the hour, and we're joined by Oliver Carroll, who's in our broadcast unit in Waterford City Centre this afternoon. Oliver, this morning, so to say. Oliver, how are you? At least the weather.
Andy, Grace.
The weather seems to have cleared a little bit since I was chatting to you before I went on air at 7 this morning. Really heavy showers, but that's not going to dampen, of course, the annual Viking Marathon.
Oh, not a bit of it. Rain of biblical proportions this morning, but it's really dried up now, and it's lovely, fresh day as well. That heaviness seems to be gone out of it, which is fantastic. I have some people for you to meet. Trevor Darmody of WAMA is going to be helping out on many things this morning. Good to see you, Trevor.
How are you, Ollie? Good morning. Nice to be here.
Listen, thank you so much for your service this morning. Always busy with WAMA.
Yeah, flat out all year, but 355 days of the year I'm Trevor of WAMA. But for one day, I'm the Viking of the WLRFM Viking Marathon.
And doesn't he look the part, lads? What do you think? He looks the part.
My name is Jordan Norris and you're listening to Men's Health Matters. Every 21 hours, someone in Ireland commits suicide. 4 out of 5 are men. I want to talk about it. I wanted you to hear from people who themselves have experienced firsthand what it's like to struggle with a mental illness. This is Eamon.
Ireland is the 4th highest suicide rate in Europe for men aged 18 to 45. This is my story.
Yes, very welcome back to the second hour of Kiltadish. It's the 2nd of December. The weeks and months are flying. It's a countdown to Christmas. But tonight we are celebrating the music of the wonderful Shane McGowan, who died earlier in the week. And no doubt when you listen to the songs, all of them, what he composed himself, absolutely amazing. And a piece in the Irish Times during the week. Just I'll read the last paragraph because I think it's really true. It says, he will forever be synonymous with Christmas in New York, thanks to his unforgettable and unorthodox contribution to the festive songbook, which we heard just before the break. However, his legacy stands taller than the Empire State Building and broader than his beloved River Shannon.
7 finalists, the ultimate road trip giveaway to California's Pacific Coast Highway in the USA. There could only be one winner.
3, 2, 1. Who has the golden ticket, lads? Well done. So Ruth Stern, Ruth qualified on the Big Breakfast Blab with Ollie and Jimfna.
Delighted, thank you so much. I've always wanted to go to California.
Another big winner with thanks to Harvey Travel here on WLR, Waterford's biggest station. Stay tuned for more great giveaways.
McCourt's going to try and put it on his left foot. Plays a nice 1-2 with Connor Parsons. McCourt to Ammond. Ammond!
Yes!
Into the back of the net.
What a goal.
What a goal. Well worked from the free kick. Padraig Ammond gets his 5th goal of the season. The Blues take the lead here at Dalyman Park.
I tell you what, Ray. That was a brilliantly worked goal.
Are you ready to turn your passion for radio and podcasting into a career? Look no further than the WLR Radio and Podcasting course in partnership with SETU. Picture yourself behind the microphone, sharing your voice with thousands of listeners across Waterford. We're thrilled to introduce you to this 10-credit Level 6 radio course for 2024, designed to take your skills to the next level. Whether you're an aspiring presenter, podcaster, producer, or journalist, this course will equip you with the knowledge and hands-on experience you need. Our tutors are industry professionals with years of experience in broadcasting. You'll learn from the best, gaining insights and techniques that will set you apart in the competitive world of audio. Here's the best part. The course, part funded by Waterford Chamber SkillNets and certified by SETU. For more information on how to secure your spot in this exciting course, visit WLRFM.com or SETU.ie today. The closing date for applications is Thursday, November 30th. Get ready to launch your career in radio and podcasting with SETU and Waterford's most trusted station, WLR.
The Gardaí issued an urgent appeal and matters escalated following many social media posts and WhatsApp messages from groups intent on violence.
Preliminary indications are that a male attacked a number of people on Parnell Square East. 5 casualties have been taken to hospitals in the Dublin region. These casualties include 3 young children, an adult female and an adult male. One girl aged 5 years has sustained serious injuries and is currently receiving emergency medical treatment in CHI Temple Street. The male in his 50s is a person of interest to An Garda Síochána in this investigation. And An Garda Síochána is not looking for any other person at this time.
We can't control this all. And let's have little groups splintering off, doing what we got to do. 7 o'clock, be in town. Everyone, belly up, towel up. And any foreigner, anyone, just kill them. This is it. This is the straw that broke the camel's back. And this is the repercussions.
People are marching.
They go to side Arnold's. What the fuck?
Minister Mary Butler, Fianna Fáil TD in Waterford, thank you for joining me this morning. Minister, where were you last night? What happened?
Last night I was invited to an event in Dublin Castle. We left Leinster House about 7:05 and straight away we became aware that there was a huge amount of traffic backed up everywhere. And I commented to my driver that I had never seen so many people on the streets at this time around 7 o'clock in the evening. And at one stage, as we were moving so slowly, I rolled down the window and I could hear this chant behind us, "Get them out." And I have to say, my blood turned cold. I put back up the window and I actually thought we would never get into the safety of Dublin Castle grounds.
Welcome to Waterford, a place we proudly call home. It's Ireland's oldest city and the best county to live in. That's a fact we are proud to share. Waterford is rich in history and alive with vibrant life. We support charities, engage in politics, and take pride in our community. We love shopping local and supporting our own. Our passion for the arts, sports, health and fitness runs deep. With 100 kilometres of coastline and towering mountains as our backyard, we are truly fortunate. Waterford is filled with stories waiting to be told. Whether it's good news or bad news, a sports victory or defeat, promoting businesses or the arts, helping a new Waterford musician or supporting our many community and voluntary groups. Through every laugh, every tear and every significant moment, there's only one radio station that unites us all and loves Waterford as much as you do. We are WLR.